Our scripture this morning is from Acts chapter 18, verses 24 to 28. A Jew by the name of Apollos, who was born in Alexandria, came to Ephesus. He was a learned man and mighty in the Bible. After he had been instructed in the Lord's way, he spoke with a glowing enthusiasm and taught correctly about Jesus, but knew only John's baptism. He started to speak boldly in the synagogue. And when Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they took him with them and explained God's way to him more accurately. As he wanted to cross over to Greece, the Christians wrote to the disciples there urging them to welcome him. And when he got there, he gave much help to those who by God's grace were now believers. Publicly and vigorously, he proved the Jews were wrong as he showed from the scriptures that Jesus is the Christ. Let's take a look at this Apollos guy for a minute. Not to be confused with Apollo of the Rocky series. This Apollos was born in Alexandria. Now, we don't know exactly why that might be important, except that Alexandria was a very important city many years ago. About 350 years before Christ, Philip had a son which he named Alexander. Alexander lived only about 33 years, but he conquered most of the world, including Egypt. And he gave Egypt a new capital and named it after his son, Alexander. Alexander named it after himself, Alexandria. Alexandria became important because it had a lot of libraries and museums. And one of the libraries had maybe over, I read, 700,000 copies or books. It was also in Alexandria that the Septuagint, a Greek translation of the Old Testament, was completed. Now we meet Apollos for the first time in Ephesus, where he is described as an eloquent man and mighty in the scriptures, having been instructed in the way of the Lord. The text continues to tell us that Apollos was fervent in spirit and was teaching and preaching accurately the things concerning Jesus. Now it's pretty obvious that Apollos understood about Christ's redemptive work and was willing to share that with everyone who would listen. He had faith in Christ as his Savior, so he spoke up boldly in the synagogue. He spoke about Christ in the middle of the Jews in their own church. Now this man was sharing a knowledge of Christ that, was sharing a knowledge of Christ accurately, but yet did not have a complete knowledge of Scripture. The Bible story kind of shoots down the excuse we often use for not testifying. We don't know all the answers. We don't have enough knowledge. You know that I don't know enough to answer all the questions was not an excuse. Apollos was not aware of the baptism of Jesus. Aquila and Priscilla, two well-known Christians in Ephesus, heard Apollos speak and must have asked to meet him. They apparently told him about the baptism of Jesus, making his knowledge, Apollos' knowledge, more complete. This educated man. Now Apollos then wished to go further, our text says, and spread out the word. So he wanted to go to Achaia and preach in that area. So he preached to the Jews, refuting their attacks on Jesus and demonstrating from the scriptures that Jesus was the Christ. Now this is a great Bible story. And since Bible stories are made for our learning, let's see what we can learn from this Bible story. First of all, here was a man who had been taught the scriptures in school, probably much like you and I. The Holy Spirit had led him to faith, much like you and I. He professed that faith, often unlike us, even though his knowledge was not totally complete. He hopefully, like us, accepted an addition to his knowledge by listening to and learning from a couple of very fine Christians. These fine Christians may not have had the education of Apollos or the gift of speaking, but they are able to offer to someone who had those gifts the knowledge of Scripture to make them an even better instrument for the Lord's work. This is what did happen. Now let's take a look at what did not happen. There was no hesitancy about testifying in the temple about the Savior, Jesus Christ. There was no jealousy on the part of two Christians, nor did they demand that Apollos stop preaching until they could straighten him out on baptism. There was no hesitancy to share the knowledge to make Apollos a better instrument for the preaching of the gospel. There was no, I don't need to listen to you, simple layman, about Scripture. There was no attitude on the part of the Christians of Ephesus to keep their own pastor and not let him go to Achaia to preach there. Now what we have here is an example of each has his own talent. Use it to the best of your ability. And finally, let us look at what this Bible story says about saving faith. It was not created by the oratory of Apollos, but that his oratory greatly helped those who believed through grace. This message alone makes this a great Bible story, because from it we learn that conversion is not a matter of persuasion. That goes, and there goes another one of our excuses for not testifying. Somebody else has to do the heavy work. No, we simply need to speak, and the Spirit does the heavy work. So you are just asked to participate. And when you participate by bringing the law and gospel to the hearts of sinners, the Spirit does the heavy work. You guys, you know as much as Aquila, maybe more. Share it. You gals, you know as much as Priscilla, maybe more. Share it. And may God bless your efforts. We pray. Dear God, teach us how and give us the will and the strength to share the message of Jesus Christ and Him crucified for our sins. Make us bold to testify of You. Amen. We sing hymn number 496, 496, stanza 2. 496.